The newspapers in Richmond, Roanoke, Fredericksburg, Charlottesville, Waynesboro, Lynchburg, and four other cities were owned by Warren Buffett's company Berkshire Hathaway. In making the announcement, he told reporters that the buyer, Lee Enterprises, was committed to high-quality local news. But media consultant Alan Mutter is not convinced.
More and more people are getting and giving information on their iPhones, and advertisers who have always paid the freight for newspapers have shifted to where the eyeballs are, and the eyeballs are online.
Most people are unwilling to pay for online access to newspapers when they can get news from free platforms like Facebook. To make money, Mutter says, Lee and other newspaper owners will cut costs.
Reducing the number of pages in the paper, reducing sometimes the size of the newspaper, eliminating sections, not printing on certain days of the week. And one of the key things that they do is they reduce the number of people working in the newsroom. And so in the United States today, the number of reporters and editors working at newspapers is probably half of what it was in the heyday of the beginning of the 2000s.
Some investors also sell off valuable buildings and land.
Many newspapers sat on really terrific real estate, the Los Angeles Times building, the Chicago Tribune building. Imagine the Chicago Tribune does not work out of the Chicago Tribune building. It's being turned into condos. They move the press rooms out to the suburbs or someplace else. And then increasingly, publishers are moving printing to another city altogether.
The Columbus Dispatch, for example, is printed in Indianapolis, and Charlottesville's newspaper is produced in Lynchburg.
From the town it serves, the only way that you can get it on trucks and get it back to where it's supposed to be is by moving up the deadline. So you can't have late sports scores. You won't have late city council meetings. You won't have all of the late breaking news that, by the way, that's what news is. It's the stuff that just happened.
Lee Enterprises did not respond to an email asking about plans for the future, but by adding 31 Berkshire Hathaway papers to its group of 50, including the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and the Buffalo News, the company will have more readers. That could create new opportunities for ad sales. But Mutter notes a new hedge fund has purchased enough stock in Lee to force changes that could ultimately kill the papers.
What's happening is that these few financial companies have decided that they're going to own as many newspapers as they can, milk them for what they're worth, and then at some point probably shut out the lights and throw the keys on the table. Last year, Warren Buffett declared the newspaper business toast. We are in an end stage of the newspaper business as we know it.
10 years ago, Lee had 7,200 employees. Today, there are just under 3,000. The company had been managing the papers for Berkshire Hathaway, which lent the buyer money to make the deal happen. With $576 million, Lee can restructure $400 million in debt and purchase the papers with money to spare. For its part, Berkshire Hathaway gets interest of 9% and removes losing newspapers from its portfolio. I'm Sandy Houseman.